and welcome back to another episode of Masked Monologues. Today, I have with me Jaslyn. She is a horror author. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do, how you got started, and why you write in that genre?
Yeah, so my name is Jaslyn Bella. I've been writing since I was in middle school, I think. I always used it as a coping mechanism to deal with things that were happening in my life. And I would share my writings with my grandma, and she was so helpful. And she just pushed me to keep writing after that. And it became a way for her and I to bond and then also talk to a guardian or parent figure about what was happening in my life.
So when you started writing, were you a consumer of that type of novel before you started writing in that genre? Or did you just one day think, oh, I'm going to write a horror book, or I'm going to write dark romance? What inclined you to pursue that?
I watched scary movies. I didn't really read any horror books. I was into Twilight. I was into Hunger Games, all that sort of stuff. So I picked up on the romance aspect just through that really popular media, I think. But it wasn't until I got into college that I really decided that I wanted to specifically work with horror. I just felt like it was the best outlet for my feelings at that time.
And so do you have a schedule to how often you write? Do you write every day, or do you leave it to every week, or is it just when you find inspiration?
I wish I could write every single day. I could be so productive if I could write every day, but I don't think I write every day. I try to write every few days at least. Even if I don't write every day, I shoot for 500 words per day. So the anxiety builds if I haven't written. So say I haven't written in 2 days, I'll try to write 1,000, or yes. I try to keep that pace even if I don't actually get on and type something every day. I just find that it keeps me a little more on schedule because I can be a big procrastinator.
Can you tell us about the book you published? I looked into it and I know it's in the dark romance or horror genre. Can you walk me through the process of writing that book from start to finish, how long it took you, everything involved, just laying on?
So my book, Lostreya, it actually started originally as a short story for one of my English classes when I was in college. At that time, I was also a security guard on campus and I worked nights. And it came as a product, or the inspiration came from working that job specifically, being in the dark, spooky campus because it was historical buildings. But also it came from how I felt about that job at that time. I felt sometimes that my superiors wanted me to blindly follow instead of be responsible, have that like good old boy attitude, treat people a little bit differently than I would have liked to. And I just started to rebel. So when I had some downtime during that job, I was working by myself, I just started venting. But when I turned it into my class, they were like, wow, this is interesting. You should make it a longer story. And that's what I did. I graduated the semester after that. And then I found out that I was pregnant with my daughter. I just stayed home and worked on it while my partner helped take care of us. But I was so grateful for that opportunity to sit down and create a story that talks about accountability and selflessness, consequence, vigilante justice when nothing else is working. Yeah. And it's been a great experience. I was dipping my toes into the world of publishing because I always knew that I wanted to write a book, whether it was a short novella like this one and a couple copies on my desk. I just did the cover myself because I'm also an artist. But yeah, it's been a great experience.
That's an amazing story. I love how you took inspiration from your environment and the job that you were working at. Would you recommend that to other authors out there if they want to write a novel about a specific subject or about a specific experience, that they just immerse themselves in that culture, in that environment?
It's definitely helpful to have that fresh material just so you can write a little more authentically, I think. Same goes for authors who are maybe writing about a real location. My location in Lostreya is not real, but I'm working on a new novel called Sawtooth Abbey, which is one in a trilogy. And it's based in my home state of Idaho. And it's always helpful to go to the small towns that I'm writing about, or I've lived here my whole life, so I can really write from a perspective of someone who's lived here. Yeah.
So once you finish writing, who is the first person or the first couple of people you share it with?
The first person is my life partner. I probably talk to him way too much. He's probably so sick of hearing. But yeah, he's my first set of eyes. And then I have a couple of writing friends, and I'll send them like a really rough draft of my work, and I'll have them read through it. I have a friend who I went to high school with. His name's Zach Lofgren. He hasn't had any of his work actually published yet, but when he does, it's going to be awesome. But I'll send my work to him, and he's such a great friend to work with, because his feedback is so good, because he's also an author. You know what I mean?
When you send your feedback to people and they suggest change this chapter over here, change this, how would you go about having a positive attitude towards that instead of thinking, oh, my beautiful work, it's just being torn apart?
It definitely helps to have people who are close to you. But thankfully, because I work with people who know me, who can fabricate things a little bit, that's helpful. But I think ultimately, advice is so good. But only you know your story, and only you know what you're going for, the aesthetic, the feeling. While advice is so good, I think authors should also realize it's okay to discard things that you don't think match up with what you're going for, and not feel guilty about it, because it is a suggestion. And at the end of the day, that's you on the page, and you should feel comfortable with what's there.
Yes.
Also, it's really important for authors to self-edit and open their minds just a little bit and think, is this going to make my work better?
Yeah.
And if it's going to be you on the page, I mean, you should be confident about it.
Ask about your writing process. Are you one of those authors, or do you tend to just start writing and then sort out your ideas as you're writing? Because I know some people will go to chapter one and then all of a sudden flip to chapter 15 and then they're back in chapter 7, and it's just this chaotic process.
Yes. I think that sometimes I will first come up with a scene, then I'll put that scene into a rough outline and fabricate a story around it. And then I'll go through and do what's called pantsing, and I'll just pants every single scene and not go and specifically outline those scenes, because I feel like it locks me down a little bit into a creative headlock, and I just can't force myself to. So I like to give myself the freedom a little bit, but I do have writing rituals, which I know some other authors also use. I can't write with socks on. Can't write in a dirty room because there's too many distractions for me. I have to have a cup of coffee and a warm blanket. So yeah, it is hard if I don't have those things. But those are the same things that I need to read. If I'm enjoying a book, I want that same experience.
It's fantastic that you're creating this environment that's conducive to creativity. And just, you have your socks, you've got your tea, your coffee, you've got everything you need. And then you're more likely to start writing or do whatever you're supposed to do on your novel. I was wondering if when you're writing and you're developing your characters, are there any key elements that you believe all authors should have in their books?
I think something good to have is sympathy or empathy for characters, especially characters that are seen maybe as evil to society. Maybe they've done horrible things. But I think it's good to have sympathy for those characters, because I'm a believer that everyone is born innocent, but based off what's happened to us, we act accordingly. And I think that's the reason that I write horror, because it makes me able to look out into the world and do the same thing with people that I do with my characters, and see why people are the way that they are. I think that also makes characters more authentic and less of a caricature of madness or whatever, and instead makes them more realistic.
And it's having that relatability, that connection that other people can relate to.
If you're writing about them,
I don't understand how you can write about someone or something if you can't place yourself in those shoes. And yeah, that's amazing. So with your new novel that you're writing, is it completely different from the past novel that you've done, or is it somewhat in the same genre, same style of writing?
It's So my original book, Lovestrega, is dark fantasy. And while this new book is also dark fantasy, there is that extra layer of subplot romance.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's in the same genre roughly, my new book is much more explicit. Lovestrega, I wrote for some family members who are teenagers. Mm-hmm. So it's got a bit of a filter on it.
Yes.
This new book is unfiltered and it's raw, and there's content that isn't suitable for everybody, but by it being explicit, I think it makes it a little bit, I think in any sort of writing class that I've taken, my teachers or professors have always said, know your audience and know what's going to sit well with them. There's a market for people who want books that are explicit,
mm-hmm.
like my new book, or even dark romance readers. There are people who want morally gray people in their books. But when I was writing Lovestrega, I wanted it to be accessible for everybody because it was my debut. And I wanted as many people to be okay reading it mm-hmm. as possible, I think.
And another question I want to ask you is, once you're finished writing a book, how do you go about marketing it, about sharing it with the people that you want to read it?
Social media has been a really good tool. I had my family and friends spread the word a little bit too, but Bookstagram, BookTok,
mm-hmm.
all of that social media is growing mm-hmm. rapidly.
Yeah.
And it's so great to see all the people who are part of this community
mm-hmm.
and how much they love to read and how much they love to share. So yeah, I would recommend to any mm-hmm. indie author who's struggling with marketing, relying on that word of mouth, to just make an account, because everything is content. And just go for it.
Because in this day and age, people might prefer to scroll TikTok than to read a book. And it's having, using social media to promote reading and books is an amazing way to share the joy of writing, to share what you've written.
Absolutely. I agree. It's so nice to see this new wave of readers
mm-hmm.
and the younger generation of readers posting what they like, sharing with their friends. It's
yes.
And while people think that it's a dying art, now we have so many avenues of self-publishing, where traditional publishing has sometimes been known to gatekeep certain authors, people of color, people on the spectrum. And now that we have all of these opportunities to self-publish, and like I did,
right.
now we're seeing those stories, and it's amazing.
And so you said you were a self-published author. Did you publish on Amazon then?
I did. I haven't heard too many bad experiences besides people being like, oh, it's Amazon. Yes, it's Amazon, but they give authors great royalties. It could be better, but it's a step in the right direction.
Those royalties you'd pay with a traditional publisher, most likely anyway. No, I love how you've taken initiative and then started writing a blog, sharing it with friends, family members, getting feedback on it, and then publishing it yourself. Knowing what you know now, what would you tell yourself when you first started out?
I would tell myself to just keep having passion for it, work hard, do what you love, because those are the only criteria for being an author.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes people get a little discouraged because they think of being an author, they think, oh, I have to be traditionally published.
Mm-hmm.
My work is going to show up in front of people and I'm going to be judged on it. And mm-hmm. yes, absolutely. But there are other ways to attain that goal and follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. And I also used to get hung up on, oh, I want millions of people to read my books.
Mm-hmm.
But after publishing Lovestrega, I find that every reader, even one reader, is just as special as having thousands of readers.
Mm-hmm.
Be forgiving. Write the story that you want to mm-hmm. write the story that you want to read.
Yeah, I love that.
When I was doing my art schooling, I had a teacher tell me that I spent too much time trying to be perfect on my paintings. Mm-hmm. And he said, sometimes if you critique too much, if you go back over those lines too much, you dull the lines, you blur the colors, it becomes muddy. I want it to be, while it's edited, I want it to be a little bit raw. Mm-hmm. And if I go back and edit,
mm-hmm.
I'll take the emotion out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to just let myself be and forgive myself
And when you're writing, do you write your books in first person mostly, or what narrative do you usually write your books in? I know you're writing two different books, so did you change up the narrative? And then how do you write from that character's point of view? Because they might have a different vernacular, they might use different words in their day-to-day conversation. And how would you go about approaching that?
I think it comes down to preference. Some people love to read first person, so they write in first person. I've always read third person, so I write in third person. And I think it's easier to tackle scene in third person because you can see what's going on from this huge view instead of this narrow view. But again, that just comes down to preference, I think. It's also sometimes easier to change perspective between a character if you're writing dual perspectives, if you're using third person. So it's, again, preference.
And with dialogue, do you give your characters each a different style of conversation?
That's a good way to make characters sound different. So it's not like you're reading two light or a conversation of dialogue, but it sounds like the same person.
Yeah.
I try to think of people I've heard in my life and try to tailor it to them. Just an example of that, I once wrote a short story set in the South. And while I'm in Idaho, I have family in Texas. And my grandparents always, even though, like, my grandpa, he would refer to my grandmother as mother. It's not his mother, but should be called mother. That's what I included in my story. Just him referring to her as that title. I think that makes it a little bit more honed in on the location as well. Yeah. If you're writing about a certain area, it's good to include the dialect and the cadences of people.
Yes. Do you ever Google characters and books that you've read before and then just try to use elements of them as references for one of your characters?
I don't typically pull ideas from other books, but I do pull things from people in real life. Right. Anyone who comes into my life should be aware that there is a chance that I take one of their traits and use it in my book. In my book, Lo Strega, one of my characters, his name is Stretch, and that came from a family friend that I met a long time ago. And I was like, I love that name. He was a very tall man. Yeah, I will take things from real life.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. I'm wondering, can you shout out to your social media channels, if there's a link to your book, your website?
Yeah, so Lo Strega can be found on Amazon. It's on Kindle Unlimited still. It's available on any Amazon stuff, any platform that Amazon has. My social media account, Jasmine Bella, is my official author page, but I'm most active on Instagram. So that's where people can find me.
Okay, that's wonderful. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And you listeners like this podcast and you want more episodes, please share it with a friend or family member. Thank you.
Bye.